is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, and by South Coast Bank and Trust. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we're going to be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for the entire 2023 high school football season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Ashley Business Solutions, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by V Pizza. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick. Let's see if we can get this thing where it's not sounding like a Nine Inch Nails imitation.
Sounds pretty good.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, you're speaking. Of course it's going to sound good.
I don't know about that.
Those dulcet tones of yours.
Yeah.
All right, so week two, final week of the preseason, the scrimmages. A little bit of sister kissing action going on there. I mean, of course, you know, we're talking about Brantley County, so of course that's not, you know, too far.
13-13 tie. You know, Brantley was big, physical up front, good football team. You know, we made them make a few mistakes. We capitalized on mistakes, and then we got rained out. Thought we had some things we had to clean up after the scrimmage. I thought we've done a pretty good job this week of trying to get it cleaned up. We've simplified a few things on the defensive side. Playing a lot faster. I feel like the kids are getting a lot more comfortable with what we're doing. You know, my biggest thing I think I took from the Brantley game was, one, I wasn't very happy, but I think it was mainly because of our intensity. You know, I just didn't think we were very intense, and we didn't play with great effort at times on some of it. And then when you go back and watch it, we just missed some tackles here and there. That was a little bit what it was. But overall, I think everything's been correctable. I think the kids come in this week, done a pretty good job of trying to get it corrected. We've had a pretty good week of practice, weather permitting. Adam's done an outstanding job of getting everybody back healthy and getting us on the field in time to get some work in, and that's been very important.
Lack of intensity, does that come more from the fact of the guys knowing that the game, quote-unquote, doesn't count, or how much of it has to do with this stinking heat?
Probably both. Give the radio answer, both on that one. I think, one, the heat, but two, you know, we knew it was a scrimmage, but, you know, we got to have intensity the whole time. And you want to, like I told the kids on Friday night, you want to win the state championship, you've got to come out and do all those things. Championship teams do those things week in and week out. Even if it's somebody you know that you're probably going to go out there and beat up, you still have to have that mentality. And, you know, we got to grab that this week. We got to have that mentality going out there and go take it to them. I mean, we owe Brookwood. I mean, they beat us last year 41-13 in a quarter and a half. We made some turnovers in that game, and we got to go out and we owe them one. We got to play fast. We got to play physical this week. We're going to have to play with some intensity the whole time.
What of everything that you saw on the field Friday night, what do you think was the thing that surprised you the most on the positive side? We already talked about the lack of intensity, but what on the positive side, what was the thing that surprised you the most?
Positive side, I thought we thought we didn't block well at times, but I thought our offensive line they had their assignments down pretty well at times. We didn't execute the backfield some on it. We missed some cuts here and there, but I thought overall the most positive thing was that, I thought our defensive line played well. They got penetration, was in the backfield. We just got to tackle when we get in there to make the play. When we get a hand on somebody, we got to tackle them. And we missed a couple of those, but I think we've gotten better this week. Being down the line, I thought our guys did a really good job the last couple of days of getting down the line and removing all cutback lanes. We're taking away the cutback lanes, and we have to do that really well this week.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know that you generally don't like comparing teams to previous teams just because it's a different critter. It's a different animal. It's a different group of people. But compare this team right now, 3 days or 2 days now from the opening game. Compare this to last year's Knights, how they are and how you're feeling about the game upcoming Friday.
I feel like we're more experienced, even though we got a lot of younger kids. We got some versatility on defense. Last year we were, you know, we went back kind of to our roots a little bit this week with our base concept, but we still have a lot of versatility in what we do with Coach K's scheme of things. I did see a little bit of a sigh of relief with the kids some running base. They felt good about it, but then we can mix it up. You know, I think the biggest thing for us is we've got an answer for an answer. If they come out and do something this way and they hit us on it, we got something we can come back to, and the kids have been able to understand it. I think last year we were just trying to get the basic concepts in. We're a little bit more expanded than just the basic concepts right now. Offensively, holy cow, we do all kinds of things right now offensively. Last year we were just trying to get the basic stuff where we needed to be to execute, try to make some plays. And last couple of days we've been doing all kinds of different things. We've evolved with some of it. We feel like we can run the ball, we can throw the ball, we can do things that we need to do. And I really thought Friday night probably another really good positive was our special teams. I feel like right now our special teams execution, because of our maturity, might allow us to steal 7 points or 14 points. And I already told the kids we have to steal 7 points on special teams. If you can turn the tide of the game with special teams, just look at Virginia Tech. There's years at Virginia Tech doesn't look like they could beat some of these teams, and then they block a punt and they win the game. And we got to do that. We got to figure out ways to steal 7 points on special teams.
One of my absolute favorite memories in Frederica lore was the back-to-back-to-back kickoff return for touchdowns against, what was it, Clinch County?
Yep. Charlton County.
Are we looking at a special teams kind of stack up like that this year?
Well, we got the ability to, yeah. I mean, we've got the ability to take it to the house on any kickoff return. We have that ability. But we also, I just felt like Friday night when we kicked off, our kickoff coverage was outstanding. We really focused on that. And slowing people down, not giving up lanes. I thought it was really good. I thought Coach K had done a really good job with that. And then our punt was outstanding. We got it in. We got the snap. We got it off. We covered it down well. You know, they bobbled a snap. And we tackled him in the backfield on the punt. So that allowed us to do some things. You know, I just think if we can steal 7 to 14 points, really, it's not really blocking and scooping score or any of that. Just create a short punt, a quick punt. Get a good return, shorten the field to where we just got to go down in there and make plays. And I feel like we can do that pretty well, because I'm just watching this practice. Our special teams, it could be a special asset. It's a third of what could do it, could turn the tide of the games.
How big of a play does Mary Ford play in the special teams?
We get the hold every time we get the kickoff. She's going to punch it in on the extra point. I think Blake's done a great job with our distance kicking when it comes to the long, like anything 35 or long right now, longer on in the field goal range, he's been booming it. The other night in practice, but in the game, he's probably hitting something from about 45 or 50. So he's done a really good job there. And I think we're getting there. And Fuller's done a good job snapping. He's getting better and better every week. So we're getting much closer to being very, very good on special teams.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. Live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, 6 TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's right here in the Harris Teeter parking lot. This segment brought to you by V Pizza and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to talk about the health of the team. I have not heard anything otherwise, so I'm going to assume that we made it out of the scrimmage without any major injuries the other night.
We got beat up a little bit here and there, nicked up in some spots. Hamp come out of a strained calf, but I think he's pretty much healthy, ready to go. Got a few guys that are nicked up, but other than that, I think we're okay. And seem to be about 100% ready to rock and roll today.
Now, one of the things that is an ongoing issue, just is the nature of the beast being a small school trying to put on a world-class football squad. The numbers that you have this year, you finally are able to have in practice, have 11-on-11, and actually have the kids practicing against each other as opposed to against the coaches. How big of a difference has that made for you this year in preparation?
Personally, I'm not nearly as sore. My shoulders don't hurt nearly as bad as they used to, but it's been great because we really go into practice with a lot of different segments, and I'm sure from the outside looking in, you're probably like, I don't know what he's talking about. We do a lot of different things on the practice field. We got a lot of coaches we got things broken up, and we're trying to get more one-on-one time. We're doing more specialization in areas during our individual time, and then, when we get team time, we break it down. And it's not one of those where we just run through a script. It's we're doing screens on defense, we're doing the pass thing, we're doing a two-back look, we're doing a three-by-one look. The kids don't really know what we're doing, but all the coaches pretty much have a system. And then Coach Ergen on offense, he's looking at different package groups. He's personneling it as he goes. He's got it set up, and we got it all on the script. And we go out there, every coach has about 3 or 4 pages of stuff, and some of it's highlighted with about 1 million colors on defense, because that's just the way I am. I'm a highlighting guru. And then you get out there, and we got guys moving the ball from hash to hash. We're thinking down and distance. We're looking at blitz techniques. What can we blitz off one corner? What can we not blitz? What are they going to do if we give them this? What are we going to do if they give us that? And so, I think the coaching staff's done an outstanding job of trying to get all of our kids prepared, not just the 11 that plays, but the 11 or 15 that are going to go out and do things, but all of our kids are getting prepared to be ready. So we got kids that can step in and have enough knowledge to get us through a series if something happens right now.
Is the Urinator going to pull the old Buffalo Bills 15-play script to start off the game regardless of how it goes this year, or is this
I think what he's been playing it by, what are they going to give us when we get in formations, and he's been working on it. Been breaking down about 6 to 8 hours worth of film right now. He has to take a look and see what if he gives them a certain formation into the boundary or away from the boundary. What are they going to give us and what are they going to do? And we've done a pretty good job of that on offense right now. The kids have done a really good job of understanding what we're doing. I mean, it was pretty diverse out there today. We're going from 2-back stuff to empty stuff to all kinds of things out there, and they executed it really well. And then on top of that, we're trying to get it in before a storm and everything else. So I thought our practice, we got probably got 30 plays on offense in 20 minutes today. So I thought it was pretty good. Tempo was good.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, one of the big changes on offense this year, obviously, is Sutton Ellis has moved on to the greener pastures, allegedly. Heading off to Grove City. Saw some work that he did in practice on the social medias the other day. He's looking good.
Yeah, he looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah. And, of course, back here, things going to be changing at the quarterback position as well. I mean, we talked off the air about that. Is this something that you're ready to make public? Is it well known? Or are we just going to wait and let Brickwood be surprised by it?
They could see 2 or 3 guys back there, but right now Jordan's been in the bowl of the reps, and he's been executing it really well. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. As everybody knows, he can run the ball. But he's been able to throw it well. He's managing offense, but our freshmen are coming along. Like I was telling you earlier, I think Davis and I think Jalen and Stanton are getting better and better every day in practice, and they're getting reps. We're getting better, and they're starting to get a better understanding of what we're doing. So as time goes on, one of those three may step up, and Jordan can slide back into his comfort zone over there and play running back. But right now, he's done a really good job of coming out and handling the situation. And I tell you what, I think Colt, I think Jaden Ryan are doing a good job with it. Rico, Jaden Gibson and Jalen Baldwin also trying to execute on the outside. I think our guys have done a good job there with Hayes up in there and Hamp. That really helps us, you know, getting – we should get a push with those two guys up front doing some stuff with their sniffer backs. And, you know, Blake gives us a threat on the outside. Him and Quan give us a threat on the outside to go down the field and stretch it. So, offensively, we got a lot of weapons, and we got to go out. And I think Coach Ewing has done a pretty good job of trying to get it out, spread it out amongst everybody. And then if you don't think – you don't need to go there and guard our guys – go ahead and try it, you know, but we're going to hurt you one way or the other. So, you know, we have a pretty good plan right now going into it. The kids have done a really good job executing it this week.
We talked about how Sutton is going to be one of the more difficult people to replace on this roster. I think it would not be a stretch to say that probably the only other person that would be even more missed on this year's roster would be be Gramps, would be Pops, Sam Norris.
Yeah.
What's his replacement looking like so far?
I think that Tucker's had to slide into that center spot, and I think he's done a really good job, you know, coming in. He's taking control of the offensive line, him and William Levy. They've done a really good job of communicating and executing up front. And their expectations. Their expectations, I think, after Friday night, we had a little talk, you know, might have probably been a little longer than a little talk. But
might have been a little bit louder than a talk.
Might have been a little louder than normal talk, but the expectations are a lot higher, and I think our kids are going to rise to those expectations. I really do. They seem to have taken it in stride and come out this week and have really worked pretty hard. I think our offensive line, they're a year older. You know, we played some freshmen last year and sophomores, and now those guys are sophomores and juniors, and we got some senior and a senior. So I feel like we're a little bit older. We're starting to understand what we're trying to do, and we're pretty good.
We know we can always count on the seniors to motivate the rest of the team. How are the juniors handling the mantle as well?
You know, like I said, I think Hayes and Will and Esai and Tucker have done an outstanding job. They've done a really good job. Those four guys have done a really, really good job of getting people to understand their job and their role. And you know, we've shuffled them around. Like, here's the thing. Will's pretty versatile. He plays nose. He goes to tackle and go to guard. Esai's the same way. He moves to different places. Tucker goes and plays different places. Hayes is probably the most diversified guy at times. He goes to A-back in there, and then he's a sniffer back down in the Cherokee Apache set. And then he's playing Mike, Sam, Will, you know, all of the three different linebacking positions. So he's done a good job. So pretty proud of that group right now. We got to continue to execute, play that expectation, and that set that standard.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. We are on location at V Pizza on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by South Coast Bank and Trust and by Ashley Business Solutions. So now let's talk about focusing on Friday night, two nights from tonight, opening up the regular season against Brookwood. And last year's game against Brookwood, I think it's pretty safe to say the word disastrous comes to mind. The word ugly, and not just talking about the weather.
Yeah, it was, you know, we played with a lot of young kids, had a lot of injuries going into it. They executed really well. We turned the ball over, I think, three or four times, and I think three of them were in a row. And so, you know, they took advantage of it and pretty much blew us out. So, you know, I told the kids, hey, take it personal. They didn't care. They were going to try to score 100 if they could have. So we got to come in this Friday night and, you know, get some revenge. And, you know, I think they're going to come in. They got a good team. They're going to have some playmakers on their offensive side of the ball. And defensively, they'll be fast and physical. But, you know, I feel like we can go out there and play with anybody right now. Our kids will just put their mind to it, stay focused, and get it and take care of it.
How much of last year's debacle was just being outmanned versus the situation with the road trip, the lightning delay, the brief play, the second lightning delay? It was how much was nature versus nurture, if you will?
I think for all of it, well, one, the lightning delay messed us up, but we had a lot of young kids on the field. We made a lot of mistakes. When you got some of your guys you're relying on to be there to make plays, and they're not there because they're injured, really hurt us, you know. And I think we had a couple of those injuries like a day or two right before we went into that game, so it wasn't like we could prep the young guys to get ready a ton. It was when then we just had to throw them in, and, you know, they had to get forged by fire. And Brookwood was a very senior-led group. I think they had 11 seniors last year or something like that, and so they had a lot of seniors, and I think they've got 11 seniors this year. So, you know, I feel like they're going to be a sound team, and they're going to come in. They're going to play really well. We got to execute. Like I said, I think we got to steal some points on special teams, and we got to be very good on defense. And offensively, like I told them that, you know, I told them today, we want to go in and try to throw body blows and beat them up in the first two quarters, and in the third quarter try to knock them out. So, you know, I think we got that capability if we can go in there and do that.
Let's, you know, I don't think it's any secret that this has been, for the last several years offensively, this has been the Jordan Triple Show. But towards the end of the season last year, you really started to see the receivers start to pick up. Quan especially was really starting to you know, show his skills on that. How do you feel about the receiving squad going into the beginning of this season?
I feel pretty good about our perimeter guys, the guys on the edge right now. The big thing, we got to be physical. We got to block well on the edge. I feel like we can catch them all down the field. I feel like we can stretch the field. Like I said, they don't guard us in some spots. We're going to throw it out there and go play. We're going to play pitch and catch, and we're going to go up and down the field. If they want to try to put everybody in the box to stop four, then feel free to. We're going to take our shots over the top, and we're going to take them underneath, and we're going to get the ball down the field. And one way or the other, when they spread everybody out and they don't feel like they got to guard everybody, and we get a light box, and here comes the hammer. We're going to bring it down inside too. And, you know, that's what I'm saying, the body blows. We don't have to hit them over the top right off the bat. We just need to have those methodical drives that people don't want to have. If you're an offense like they are, they want to get the ball 14, 15 times a game so that they can go out and just score on half of those possessions. And for us, we used to do this when we were at Glen. We'd just line up toe-to-toe, get in the wishbone, and Brunswick would get over there and try to play fast. I'd just slow that thing down. We're just going to line up. We're going to eat all 25 seconds, and we're going to hammer you dead in the face, and that's what we're going to do on Friday nights. We're going to try to go. I told them Friday night, I told them Monday, this is bloody your nose type football. We're going to try to bloody somebody's nose every time we snap the ball. If it's our nose that gets bloody, that's fine. But we're going to plug it, and you're going to go play. But we're going to continue to keep trying to bloody somebody's nose every single play.
About to start your 11th season, I completely forgot that you used to be over at Glen. It's just crazy. This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And over these 11, well, about to be 11 years that you've been the captain of the ship here at the SS Frederica, this is the most in-depth, or the most numerous numbers of assistant coaches that you've had in a hot minute. Talk about how having more leadership from the adult side of things, talk about how that has changed the way that y'all have prepared for this season.
Well, it gives us a lot of time one-on-one with the kids in our groups where we didn't have it before, you know, and we can specialize on certain things. Like, we need to work on reach blocking, so for the last 2 days, we've worked on reach blocking and jet sweeps and We really worked on that a ton, and then we work on our perimeter passing game, our screen game, and we're able to divide the kids up. The old line's down there getting tons of reps with our offensive line guys, with the rest of us. We got two or three coaches down here with the perimeter guys. It's just, we get a ton of reps in for our kids. We're trying to get every kid ready, you know, and then when those guys go on the scout team to help us out, we expect the same thing, the intensity. We want our guys in there executing. We want them reading it. We got our young quarterbacks in there playing quarterback to do the same thing, so they get the reps and they see it, you know. And right now I just feel like it's been so much better with us having 8-9 coaches out there every day that we can get tons of reps. We got eyes on everybody. We can execute. We got kids going all over the place. You know, and it's just been extremely beneficial for us to have that kind of coaching staff when you can get that much work with 30-something kids, have about 8 or 9 guys out there that know what's going on. And a lot of that's planning and scheduling and having it down to a T and what we want, and done a really good job. Coach K and Coach Ear can do a really good job getting everything out to everybody and understanding what we need to do. And we've done a pretty good job with it.
Do the guys understand how important it is, what a big deal it is to have somebody with Coach K's experience coaching them at this level?
I don't know. He was writing down the script today, and he wrote it down when he was the D.C. at Mercer. He had some of the words. I'm like, Coach, what's Vegas today? He's like, oh, man, that was a blitz at Mercer when I was there. I'm sorry, I wrote that down. It's the same thing as this. And I started laughing. I was like, it happens. Crosses over. You've been doing it for 40. This is his 44th year coaching football. So he's a font of information. He'll come in, he'll share things, just tidbits with us in there on the board. And it's just really, it's fun. Sometimes we give him a hard time, and he just takes it in stride. He gives it back to us, and he's really good. I think he told Ham Porcinko one day he was 89, and all the kids turned around. I was like, there's no way he's 89 years old. And I was like, no, he's not 89. He's like maybe 65, 66, but he ain't 89. He's out there running around hitting dummies and yelling at them. They're like, he can't be 89. I'm like, well, if he's 89, he's doing a really good job at it. He's done a really good job taking care of himself. So but it's been fun, and I think we've got a lot to look forward to. Our kids are getting better every week, and I'm excited. I'm ready to go kick it off and go bloody somebody's nose like I told them.
There you go. Season number 13 of high school football at Frederica Academy officially kicks off this Friday night under the Oaks. Kickoff 7:30 against Brookwood. Please come on out, support your Knights, and of course, make sure you join us here every week. Well, thank you again for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Miranda Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come on out to V Pizza on St. Simon's. Join us every Wednesday night, 7:30, for the Miranda Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. See y'all Friday under the Oaks.
Bloody the nose. Go Knights.